Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond, and welcome to Laura Canning.
Good morning.
Hey, we could take a trip.
Yeah.
So let's talk about this trip coming up. It's a bit down the road.
Right.
Maybe, probably should be a little warmer, although we never know about March.
We're hoping.
Yes.
2 years ago when we went, it was super warm. It was the warmest year we've ever went. If you remember that March 2 years ago, it was like 60 degrees. So usually it's not that warm, but I'll go with 30s or 40s.
Yeah,
at least.
That would be okay. And so the dates are?
Yeah, we are going this year to on a Sandhill Crane bus tour, March 20th and 21st. And if you look on the calendar, that is a Thursday and a Friday. So we would be back, we'd be coming back, pulling back in Friday night. So
okay. So how long does it take to drive there?
On our bus, it takes just under 8 hours. Because we do stop and stretch our legs.
Yeah,
and
that's probably a good idea.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's a lot of bus time.
Yeah, a little bit.
But when you get there, it's spectacular.
Yeah. This is and for anybody who hasn't gone before, this is, we do this every other year. So every 2 years, we do a Sandhill Crane trip. And actually, we're working on doing another bus trip opposite this one. So when we're not going to Sandhill Cranes, we're hoping to fill in and do another bus trip next winter as well. It's a guided trip, and not just, you know, getting on a bus.
Right there, get off.
Right. It's very guided. We take naturalists from Cass County, and then Shelby and Audubon County naturalist, and our Crawford County naturalist. So all four of our counties kind of get together and try to fill this bus. And then the naturalists go, and then also we work with some of the people we know out there that can either do a step-on guide, or we stop at some of the nature centers we know, and things like that. So, and it is the beginning of the Crane Festival. And if you know anything about going out there into Kearney in the middle of Crane Festival, it's pretty crazy. But there's lots of different things going on. So we're actually still working on a couple things to do right before we leave on Friday, because they're gearing up for the Crane. It's the start of their Crane Festival. Mm-hmm. And so we're trying to get in on a couple things.
And we'll come back and talk about that. But one of the reasons I wanted you to come on and visit about this today is that you have a meeting coming up really soon.
So if you want to learn more and see where we're going exactly, itineraries, things like that, and learn a lot more about the trip, we have some informational programs, information nights coming up. The first one's going to be Monday, January 27th in Anita at the Anita Public Library, and that starts at 6 p.m. Our Atlantic Public Library one will be February 15th at 1 p.m. And don't panic that it's after the registration date. We do realize that, but still, if you're planning to come to the Atlantic one, just make sure you give my office a phone call so that I know that you're thinking about it and wanting to come and learn some more about the Crane trip. So it is $185 per person. That includes your hotel and our Crane blind and any other fees into the archway and the nature centers. And so it does not include meals. You're on your own for meals, but otherwise you're set. You're going to enjoy your trip out there with us. And
I can't imagine driving there on your own, when especially at this time, you say, you know, it's crazy. I think people come from probably all over the world, actually.
Yes. The Central Flyway is where Kearney goes, right through the Central Flyway. And actually, 2 years ago, we actually saw a whooping crane, which, if you know anything about whooping cranes, they're very endangered, and there's only about 300 that pass through going up north into Canada, into where they're nesting. And so we actually got to see one. But again, we've got a couple naturalists that know people out there and some of the listservs that are happening, and where those kind of hot spots are, we kind of are in the know. So we tell our bus driver, hey, let's go there today. You know, quick, let's go there this morning, especially if there's something like that, that rare out there.
Very special, yes.
Yeah.
So who's interested? Who should think about them? I mean, obviously, there's people who think Sandhill cranes are just the most important thing. But, you know, why somebody who's not really familiar with this, why is this important?
And it's for all what I call birding levels. If you're a beginning birder or if you're an advanced birder, it doesn't matter. We have all levels go out there on it. And, you know, We stop at the Archway, and we stop at some nature centers. So it's not completely all about the crane trips, the crane, sandhill cranes, but it's very crane-focused as well.
Where else would you have to go to see this many sandhill cranes?
Further north in Pras, Nebraska, I guess.
I was thinking Korea or China or
something. No, they go all the way to Siberia. So they're on their way to Siberia. And so they stop here and they hang out for about 3 weeks, almost a month, resting and recharging. This is kind of their halfway in their flight stopover. And so there can be from our blind, we can see hundreds of thousands, depending on where our blind is and where they fly in that night. So,
what about sound?
It can be deafening. It depends, and again, it depends in the height of it too. You know, and if you're thinking even if you might be slightly handicapped and is worried about going out in a bird blind, there are opportunities to stay in the nature center as well and still be in that blind atmosphere. They do come up close to the nature center, so you're not really missing terribly too much, and you're a lot warmer. You're not outside. But there is also a crane cam or a webcam, just like the bald eagles up in Decorah, on that same Ustream TV channel. The crane cam will turn on as well, and that is actually located at where we'll be going for that. So there's lots to do. It is a pretty level hike, I would say, out to the blinds. So it's not really up or down through the river valleys that you're going. Even though we'll be right on the river practically.
So how many? You've talked about hundreds of thousands of cranes. Yeah. How many people?
We can fit 53 people on there. So, yep, anywhere between 48 and 53 will fill our bus. And if you're interested, again, give me a phone call. Let me know if you can make any of our information nights. Or if you want our registration form mailed to you, we can certainly do that as well instead of coming to an information night, things like that. There are some people out there that have been on the trip before. And They're going again,
yeah,
yes.
Because it has to be a very special experience. Where else do you go to get this kind of experience?
And last year we did a little bit more prairie chicken birding as well, the last time we went. This year, since we are going as part of it, or it's going to be the kickoff to their crane festival, we're going to try to get in on some of the crane festival things going on Friday. So
That's sort of interesting.
Depends.
That, you know, it's Kearney's been smart, right?
Yes.
That they've really found out this is
They're
something.
The sandhill crane capital of the world, I believe.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And, you know, this is their full weekend of all of their tourists and things like that. They are just like trumpeter swans. They mate for life, those sandhill cranes. And they are about only 12 pounds. And so, you know, they look kind of small and skinny. But they also have a long lifespan as well, 20 to 40 years as a lifespan.
Interesting to think about when there's all those cranes there, how they find their mate.
Yeah, and it's usually their song. It's usually that they know each other's song, and they'll sing together. That's how they can hear it. Same way with penguins.
Oh, we just learn so much.
Yes. Again, our informational programs will be upcoming this Monday on the 27th at 6 p.m. out at Anita Public Library. And then on February 15th, 1 p.m. at the Atlantic Public Library. Again, if you're planning to come to the Atlantic one, our deadline is February 10th. But again, if I know that you want to go, you're still fine, and you can still come to my February 15th program. We're still welcoming people at the February 15th deadline.
But if you're not sure if you want to go, then probably come to Anita because you're going to find out
a lot more. Yeah. And we have itineraries and where you're going and things like that. And you get to see lots of the different pictures and different places.
Okay. And, of course, there's not a fee for those meetings.
Nope.
Okay. Now, so Sandhill Crane Trip. Remember to get your information. You can go online and you can get some information.
Come find us on our website at mycountyparks.com. And March 20th and 21st is the actual bus trip. And our deadline is February 10th. It's $185 per person.
All right. So. And if we want to find you in the phone book, where do we look?
Look in Lewis.
All right.
Our phone number is 769-2372.
All right. And We have just a second to talk about. You've got some camps going on and those registration.
If you've seen that the third through fifth grade camp, winter camp, registration is open and till February 7th. And so that those our February winter camps are coming right up.
Okay. So ask questions about that too or sign up. So thank you so much, Laura Canning, for coming out and telling us about this exciting trip. Until next time, here's a thought to think about. Not the power to remember, but its very opposite. The power to forget is a necessary condition for our lives.